Hey everybody, it's Josh Wagner. Today I'm wondering about tolerance and acceptance. So it's a nice September morning. There's a little chill in the air as I drive to work today. Traffic is cleared up, as you can see. So I have a coworker that brought up a kind of interesting thing to me a couple weeks ago. And that was the difference, or the issue, I should say, of tolerance and acceptance. And it was kind of an interesting conversation that we had in terms of, like, how things used to be simply tolerated, and then they moved over into acceptance. So whatever you want that to be. But that's a really, really interesting topic, because it's true. I think that there's been a shift between merely tolerating something and the sort of need to accept it. And that if you don't accept certain precepts or certain fundamentals or certain morals, that you are all of a sudden a bad person. And that goes, not picking on anybody in this particular case, it is something that exists both on sort of more liberal and more conservative sides, that, you know, you can't merely tolerate something anymore, but you have to accept it or else you are automatically a bad person. I think that that's a really, really interesting point, and it's something I've been thinking about. I haven't done an episode in a couple weeks because we were busy at work, and I really couldn't do a lot of episodes, but I do want to talk about those two things. Like, what's the difference? And I'm sort of working this out as I'm talking about it, because even though I've given a lot of thought to it, like, what do you think the difference between tolerance and acceptance is? And is one better than the other? Is one more necessary than the other? So let's pick somebody that I'm pretty sure nobody likes very well. So let's talk about the KKK. Like, the First Amendment gives them the opportunity to rally and to make speeches publicly, to publish what they want. Is that tolerance? So what does that mean? Are we tolerating the KKK? What does that mean about you? What does that mean about me? Obviously, I don't like them. You probably don't like them. If you are watching this and you're one of them, what's wrong with you, man? It's crazy. It is. It's crazy. You're crazy. But you're probably not watching this, so that's okay. But, I mean, we are called, as a democracy, as the way that our Constitution is, to tolerate the KKK. Crazy, right? We have to do it. By law, they have the right to do those things. But you don't have to accept them. You know, acceptance and tolerance are two different things. So if I accept the KKK, well, that's a whole different thing. That's not just merely putting up with them. It's sort of adhering to something that they believe in, or even sort of joining them. Well, okay, so that's a clear-cut example. What about all the gray areas? Like, obviously, I think that if you want to move something into the mainstream, you first tolerate it, and then you accept it. And again, I'm not picking anything specifically. I'm pretty easygoing dude, so, you know, it's not what I'm talking about. But you see where the difference is. Like, acceptance is way more. And I think that there are camps on every side that says something about, well, if you don't accept this, it's not merely tolerating. And this is where the shift has happened. This is what my coworker was kind of telling me, is that it shifted from mere tolerance to acceptance, or non-acceptance rather, equals, you can go either way, equals immoral. Like, if I accept something that you don't accept, or if I tell you, if you don't accept this, that, or the other thing, that you're immoral. And there's no, I think that the difference here is that one is an intellectual argument of tolerance. Like, I have to tolerate this because it's part of the law. One is an emotional blackmail, in a sense that if you don't accept what I believe, then you are a bad person. And I think that that's, again, I'm kind of working this out in my own head, but I think that's kind of the distinction between those two things. That it's a sort of emotional manipulation. Well, I don't have to accept something. That's the thing, is I don't have to accept anything. What I do have to accept is that reality is reality. I think I have to accept that. I have to accept that there are some things I don't have control over. I have to accept that there are some things I can't change. I have to accept that there are, you know, there's not enough money in my bank account, or there's too much money in my bank account. That doesn't happen. Or, you know, something to that effect. You know, I have to accept that there's traffic on the other side. I have to accept that I have to go to work. I have to accept those kind of things. But I don't have to accept someone's moral precept in order to defend myself as a moral person. And of course, you also get into this relativism that is very, very dangerous at this point. Like, if I accept me and accept you and it goes beyond mere tolerance, then are we talking about a relativistic morality, which is a whole another problem? And in some sense, I guess we are, because the world has gone much more relativistic than it used to be. You know, culturally speaking, we're much more relativistic people, and maybe that's one of the things we have to accept. I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place with this. I knew I was going to be, which maybe another reason that I put it off for so long is because I've been thinking about it for literally 2 weeks now, since my coworker brought it up, and it's just like, what's the deal? There's another thing my coworker brought up too, and it's about the realm of acceptance, and he was talking about marriage specifically, that you have to accept things about your partner. And I think that that's a really good sort of way to look. It's not mere tolerance. Merely tolerating your partner is probably not a great idea. But you kind of have to accept it about them. You kind of have to say, well, this is, you know, it's not something I'm just putting up with. This is who they are. This is what I have to be with and who I have to be with and what they do. And there's always this kind of acceptance of another person in your life, especially if you're going to be a kind of relationship kind of thing. And I think that's a really good distinction, is that when it comes to these personal relationships of ours, acceptance is really something that you have to do if you're going to be in a relationship, with a friendship, a coworker, that kind of thing. You have to accept who they are. You have to, and I guess maybe that's the difference, is tolerance is about, okay, I don't agree with this, but I'm going to put up with it. Acceptance is sort of an adoption of the position, whether you you can't be guilted into accepting a position. I think one is intellectual and one is probably more emotional. I don't know. What do you think? Am I off base? Am I talking crazy? I'm talking a little crazy because it's hard to make these distinctions. It's hard to figure out exactly where, like, tolerance stops and acceptance begins, and it's also very easy to manipulate somebody into accepting. And that's not a good thing. One of the great things about our country, and I will say this, is that you are able to hold your own opinions about things. You don't have to accept what other people say. You can have that. You do have to tolerate, but you don't have to accept. You don't have to accept the way people talk necessarily. You don't have to accept their ideologies. You can have that freedom. Now you might be judged by those ideologies, you might be judged by those people, but you also have that ability to do that too. And they have the right to judge you, and you have to tolerate that. So, again, I'm not entirely sure I'm making sense here, because I'm not entirely sure I totally understand, like, how to distinct those two, but I think that's the problem. I think that a lot of people know that there's a hard time distinguishing between tolerance and acceptance, then they use that against people. Can't do that. You can't use that against people. Although we do it all the time. I probably do it to people too, although I don't probably do it as much as I used to. Alright, well, Wondering to Work. Find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm really not doing the Twitter thing too much because, well, I hate Twitter. And, I mean, it's good for some people and there's some uses for it, but I don't really care for it. And find me on YouTube as well. I think it's just my normal Joshua Wagner account, but who knows? I put a lot of videos up on that account from a lot of different things from over the years. So, and I hope you have a great day at work or whatever you're doing.